obviously a concern. But I think that's the way that football is these days. I think most clubs have that, you know. And there's very few clubs that have completely settled squads. But no, it's obviously a concern. But you know, we're ready for the game tomorrow. Mm. You know, based on what's happened.
Would you expect? Do you expect though maybe one or two to leave? Charlie Austin, for example.
I would say, you know, looking at it globally, yeah, you would expect that people are going to come in and offer big money for him, because goal scorers are very difficult to get. So I would expect that the speculation won't stop.
Would you like it to be done sooner rather than later, or would you like to get 3 weeks out of him before, if he does go, that he goes?
Either way, you know, I've got to accept what happens. I mean, now that he's here, now with the games starting, I would like to get as much as I can out of him before he goes, if he goes.
And would there be an expectation maybe other players may leave as well? I mean, there's been other links, other stories. There's so many stories over the summer. Do you think you could still see more than one exit?
I think if the right offer comes, I think people will leave. But at the moment, we haven't had anything concrete about any other player. So I think now the games program's starting, we've got 7 games in the first month. Mm. If we can get as strong a squad as we can, you know, as settle a squad as we can now, I think that will set us up for the season.
Word on new signings, a couple more have arrived over the last 24 hours. Yeah. Are you happy with the business that you've done?
Yeah. I'm happy with the players that have come in. I mean, we've obviously shopped in a market that we can afford. Mm. And the players have come in, everybody's excited about it. I mean, it's a great club to come to from any club. And most of the players there are genuinely excited about, you know, what's going to happen this season.
When you're recruiting, how important is it to get the balance of characters as well as the positions you need to fill, but a mixture of youth? If you're bringing in some younger players, you need some experience to come in as well.
Yeah, I think character is very, very important. I mean, I think what the fans need to see is that there's players that are going to go out there and die for the club. Mm. And run till the end, you know, regardless of the game state at the time. They want to see players that are fully committed. And what we think we've done is brought people in that are like that.
Looking ahead then to the game, as you say, a lot of games in a very short space of time in August. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It depends on where you are come the 31st of August, doesn't it?
I think it's a difficult thing more than good or bad, because, you know, you're not training very often. All you're doing is really recovering, playing and recovering. And I think the fact that trying to keep people fit, you know, especially key people in key areas fit, is going to be very important. And when you have 7 games in a month, it's very unlikely that players are going to play all 7 games. So it's important that people come in ready to emulate the players who they've taken their place.
Your realistic targets for this year? I mean, everyone would love to say, you know, finish top two, get promoted. But I suppose you have to temper it with realism. The club is restructuring, isn't it? You're trying to actually put the club on a firmer footing to move forward in a longer term view.
Yeah, I think consolidation is very important, and if we can do that this season, and maybe even do that, you know, during the season, you know, before the end, you never know what's going to happen. You never know where you're going to be. You could consolidate quite early on, and then kick on from there. You don't know. But the main thing is to keep the club on an equal footing, to give us a solid foundation for the future. Mm.